Can you guys hear it? Sorry, I was having microphone problems. I don't know why. And I was like, oh man, I think I forgot to do the space before I sleep, so I wanted to make sure I could do it. But I was working on school stuff the whole time. I have midterm tomorrow. So I was studying all day for that, but it's over, studying over. Now it is time for the power. Ugh, but I wanna sit in bed when I do this, you know? So like, I don't know if I've talked about this with you guys before, but I don't like wearing like the clothes that I lounge around in my bed. I always have to change before I lay in my bed, so. We'll do that really quick. The mess everywhere. Shit, I can't see. Nice. Okay. Comfy in bed. Yeah, space. I think I have everything I need for this, you talking here? Yeah, talk in the Discord. I'm looking at actually channel Discord. So I'll be able to respond to you guys in there. Yeah. It feels good to finally lay down in bed. I've been running around all day. Not really busy, but just up to things, you know? Leo Laser. The cat's kind of ugly, but I like glad I can make it to the space for once. I didn't want to do it too late, but then I realized it was already 2 o'clock in the morning. I probably shouldn't do this for too long, but I also want to do space talk with you guys a little bit. Just for a little bit. First time being in a Leo space. I'm scared. Scared of what? I'm not Yab. I never let anything get horny like Uruka does. Okay, my spaces are pretty much just me talking out of my ass the whole time, but it's still, it can still be fun. Hi, Leah. How was the gacha? Gacha. Tears of Themis gacha or Ensemble Stars gacha? Because Ensemble Stars gacha from the other day, I thought I was gonna have to spend money because I have really bad history of getting the cards I want, but I got both of the ones in the box that I wanted, free to play. And Tears of Themis, I got Vin. But I haven't played much of the game. I played the closed beta for it. Before the game came out, but it's completely different, and I didn't really care for it afterwards. I like it so far. It's like Ace Attorney, kind of. It kind of actually reminds me of a otome game called Caller Malice. It's a pretty popular one. I think it's on the Switch now. I feel like people are like otome games these days have it so easy that like these games are so available to them because like back in the day when Leo was into otome games and stuff, there wasn't like many that were translated into English. So you either had to do the translations yourself or use Tumblr to get the translations. Why can't Uruka be say so like Leah? Every space Uruka does, I feel like turns into, I don't know. I don't know. Every time I come to one of her spaces, she talks about something horny. But then also, I think I'm guilty of like making her start talking about things that become horny. Just sometimes, though. Just sometimes. Uruka say so, followed by the contraction int. The old times. Was there ever a time that Iduka was more say so? Iduka told us about your orange juice. Wait, what about my orange juice? What? I don't like orange juice. Tangerine juice? Tangerine juice? Right? I can't think of the last time I had like actual orange juice. I haven't like tangerine or mandarin juice. Mandarin juice is also really yummy. I know like what is it from that game, Omori? Some people started mixing orange juice and coffee. I don't know if it's a thing that the game invented or if like it's like well known from around, but that sounds nasty. It sounds gross. I don't think I could ever drink something like that. 'Cause like orange juice is too sour. Orange juice and coffee, what? Yeah, it's from Omori. I think they call it like Tells Joe or something like that. I don't know. Orange juice and coffee together sounds disgusting. I know some people tried it after like it was in the Omori game, and some people said they really liked it, but I feel like that's Stockholm syndrome. Not even Tang. What the fuck is Tang? Tang. Wait, the thing with the blue label on it? Wait, it's like in a like a clear bottle, right? And it has a blue label. Is that Tang? Or am I thinking of something else? No, I'm thinking of something. I think it's called Orangina. Orangina. Is that it? Tang is powdered orange drink. Ooh, wait, that sounds good. I like orange flavor. I don't like actual orange. I saw someone try Pilk. Pepsi milk? Bro, that sounds fucking disgusting. Really? Well, I like putting milk in things, but I don't think I could ever drink like Pepsi milk or like I don't know. Oranges are pretty mid. Satsuma or like Mandarin are way better. Astronauts drink Tang. Orangina is carried by the packaging. I've only had Orangina a couple of times, but there was someone in my family that was really obsessed with it for a long time. So like we always had some, but I only had it a couple times because it just didn't seem like my thing. Apple juice or lemonade? I don't really drink much juice. I don't drink much juice. I think I just pulled out Smoogie's organs through his butthole. What is this? Oh. But I like hide something? Yeah. I remember reading about Danganronpa fan translations for the first game and drama about it. It was before my time. Oh my gosh. I have so many stories of Danganronpa. I was the before the paywall baby. Yeah, all right. So Danganronpa, I was reading Danganronpa on that one fucking website before the paywall went up. Or yeah, before the paywall went up, because when I went to read Super Danganronpa 2, the paywall was already up. So I had to rely on my friend that was paying for it to tell me everything about it. And I remember like back then and stuff, I used to do like a lot of like voice acting like shit posts and stuff. Yeah, something awful translations. I think they also did like the Goodbye Despair Girls Academy thing. I never played it. Let's play forums. No, yeah, but I only read it for Danganronpa. I didn't read it for anything else because I was stupid. I didn't give a fuck. But yeah, I didn't like actually play the first two games. I've only read the translations for them from that website. So I don't think I want to play them myself ever. I think I would have by now. I was watching a friend of mine play Danganronpa 3 for a really long time, but we stopped. She stopped playing it. Who's what happened? I don't remember. Something about them going inside of like a video game, kind of like VR or something like that, or like they got fucking Sword Art Online-ified. And I don't know, something about like Maki and Kaito and what's the name, the main character's name? I forget. Is it Kokichi? No, wait, Kokichi's the fucking gremlin dude, right? Was the game any good? I wanted to play it because it's nothing like the actual games. I was hesitant. The shooter gamer. I don't know about the shooter game, but the Danganronpa games are very, very, very good. A little ridiculous, but it's like a mix between overly, like it's like satire, but also really morbid. I don't really understand the third game, to be honest. The second game was a little weird for me, but the first one I think was just the right amount of like weird and edgy, but like original. I don't know. I liked the first one a lot. I thought that was a good game. Third person shooter. Shuichi. Oh, Shuichi. Shuichi is the name of the main character. Shuichi's cute. I like him. I think in the third game, though, my favorite character so far, like as of when we all stopped playing, is Kaito. I know a lot of people don't like Kaito, but I really, really, really like him. The first game, my favorite Danganronpa character out of every character in the series. Maybe a little obvious. Maybe everybody sees this coming from like 10 miles away. You just know, like, I couldn't help it, right? Like, the heart wants what the heart wants, and sometimes what the heart wants is Byakuya Togami. But I mean, like, he's great. Unfortunately, though, I did not like Byakuya Togami. And the second game, second game I liked Gundam. Gundam was my favorite. Byakuya, I knew it. I love Byakuya, man. I can't help it. He's too good. He's too good. I love him. Do you self-insert as Toko? No. No, what the fuck? He's so mean to her. What the? I mean, like, that's hot, but also, like, isn't she literally like a serial killer? I could never. Was it another Tumblr sexy man? No, fucking Kumaya is a Tumblr sexy man of Danganronpa. Idiot, get it right. I like Togo. I liked her too. I really liked her. Her and Togami were my favorites in the first game. Not just for their dynamic, but I think that Toko is a really cute character. She's in the shooter game, but you get to see more of like a Genocider Show in that game, I think, if I remember correctly. She's cute. She's really cute. I don't think I particularly liked anyone at the end of the game of Danganronpa 1 as much as I did like the cast before some people start dying. I really liked Celestia. Celeste, whatever her name is, the goth girl. I really liked her. And for second game, if it wasn't Gundam, I liked Sonya. Sonya Nevermind. And I liked, was his name Soda, the guy with the pink hair? And I liked Hyoko, Hyoko Saionji. I used to do a bunch of like voice acting ship posts on Tumblr as Hyoko Saionji, but they don't exist anymore. No. Before I debuted, I took all of that stuff down, so you won't be able to see it. I used to do some stuff as Saionji, and then the game came out in English, and I was like, "Damn, they stole my job from me. That's crazy. Life sucks so bad." It's a good game though. I highly recommend you guys playing it. I know Michiru, a little bit ago, asked me like, "Oh, hey Leah, I don't know if you're looking for a game recommendation, but you should try Danganronpa." And I didn't have the heart to tell her that I'd already like it's kind of a hard thing to explain too. Like, yeah, I read a fan translation for the game before the actual game came out in the US. So I just told her like, "Oh, that sounds great. Like, I'll have to get around to it someday." So, it's hard. It's hard. I wish I could tell her like accurately. Like, no, there's a fan translation, you know? Opinion on Tsugami. Girl, I'ma wobble it. I really like Cult Kagi. I'm going to fucking rip your throat out of your mouth. Don't ever. I really want Kouto Run. Here we are at a SeaWorld Hinata-kun. You inconsiderate microwave. Stop! Tsugami is based. I would never wished I was a chicken leg so much in my life before. I love him. Not as much as everyone else, but I do love him. They did my girl Sayaka dirty. They really did. Leah's hidden voice acting talent. I'm pretty sure it's not even like that good now. Because like I was really, really, really young when I used to do like the shit posts and stuff voice acting. So my voice could get really fucking annoying back then. I can't do it anymore and I wish I could, but then I just sound like a cringe weirdo ooh girl TikTok wannabe. And it makes me cringe so hard I never wanna even attempt it again. Leah naturally talented, no. That's not chicken. Wait, it is chicken that he's holding. He's not wearing glasses in that picture though, so I don't give a fuck. I can't get comfy. I tried to lay with my Dakimakura last night, my Tsumugi one, but there was a spider on it. So I just kind of put it back. Leah, stop denying the fans what they want. Do I have it in me still? No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. You guys will never hear it. You guys will never, ever, ever, ever hear it. Leah has a Daki Iguzo! Leah, you couldn't kill a spider for Oshi? Shaking my head. No. I punched it. I punched the pillow when I saw the spider on it. And then the spider ended up on my sheet. And I freaked out. I didn't know what to do, so I smeared the spider all over my mattress. And then I had to wash it out with a Tide stick. That's the full story. That's there was like one time right around when I debuted that there was a spider on my wall, and in the middle of my stream, I got up and I just fucking punched the wall as hard as I could. It was like way closer to debut, but there was like I vividly remember just getting up and punching the fucking wall and then just sitting back down and streaming. OG Lee Likers, remember? I say that, but I mean, only do it if you're enjoying it. Maybe, maybe. Smash the spider girl on the sheets, based. I would never. Maybe it was just a spider like mom. Wait, then that makes it a MILF, right? A spider MILF? Timestamp? I don't even remember what stream that was in. There were a couple times, like before I started streaming too, that like I would get spiders like on my sewing machine or something, and I would just punch it. But I don't know, I can't do it unless like it's near me, and it has to be like a quick reaction, right? Because if like I look over and there's like a spider on my wall, or well, no, because I punched it on the wall, or like on my ceiling, or maybe like on the floor in front of me, I'll freak out. But if it's like on the wall or something, and like I have a moment of like clarity, I'll just fucking get him, man. I don't like any type of bug though, or like people that keep tarantulas as pets. Man, I'm gonna burn your fucking house down. The fuck? R.I.P. Spider Bros. I don't understand. I don't understand people that could like keep those things as pets. I'll burn them. I'll fucking burn them alive. I used to have this teacher back in like fucking preschool, kindergarten. I think it was kindergarten. Or maybe it was preschool. No. No, it was kindergarten. She had a tarantula in our classroom, and she used to make like the kids get up and like feed it worms or something like that. And I remember it was kind of embarrassing, but I was in kindergarten, so I think I get a free pass. I remember one time she told me like, "Hey Leah, come feed the spider the worms," and I peed my pants in front of the whole class. Science teachers always have like snakes or tarantulas. No, she was like, in kindergarten, you only have one teacher, right? And it was at like my Christian, like school. Yeah, and we had the tarantula in there. Some reason I associate tarantulas with being like against God or something like that. It's a true story. That sounds terrifying for kids. I don't think that was nice of her. I always think about it, like maybe that was like her thing, right? Like making her students cry in like subtle ways. And but also like they're a fucking tarantula. The pa class pet was a spider. We had two class pets, okay? One of them was a tarantula, and she kept it on her desk in like this like glass case. And then like our classroom was like a circle. It wasn't like a insulated tent, like away from like the main part of the school, because when I was going to school there, they were still building the school. So it was in this like insulated tent. So our classroom was round, and it was really dark. And she had like her desk and the spider on top of it, and then we had a I don't remember what type of like big lizard it was, like maybe a Komodo dragon, but I don't remember exactly. That was like towards the back of the class, and he just like chilled in his little enclosure all the time. Yeah. Taking three whacks on a shovel. Komodo dragons are massive and poisonous. Probably an iguana or a monitor lizard? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything about lizards. Okay, guys. Also, I was in kindergarten. Please, it's been a long time since then. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was. I'm just taking a shot in the dark. Maybe not a Komodo dragon, maybe a monitor lizard. Lizard is cool for kids, but a tarantula. I can understand the lizard. I thought the lizard was really cool, but I didn't understand the tarantula. Small Leah. I remember also back then, when I was in the first grade, you know, like, at like religious school, you can't say like the word hell, right? Especially if you're in first grade. And my like childhood best friend, He and I would always try to get each other in trouble. And I remember like one time during class, he wrote the word help on paper and then was like, "Hey Leah, if you cover up like the curved part of the P, what does this word say?" And I didn't like I'm not the brightest, right? I'll openly admit that. I'm not the brightest. I haven't always or like I've always been this way. So back then I was like, "Oh yeah, that says hell." And then like we had this system in our class where like if you did something bad, you had to pull your card. So like everyone's cards would be green, and if like you did something bad, then like you'd have to pull it to like a yellow card. But if you did something really bad, you'd have to pull it to the red card, and then you'd have to like call your parents and tell them you did something bad. And because I said the word hell, and that was like, not Christian of me. I had to pull my card to the red card, and they called my mom, and I cried the whole time. And my mom was like, "Who gives a fuck? Who cares? We say that word all the time." And she didn't do anything about it. So the school was like, "Damn, I guess there's nothing we can do." And I mean, it was very traumatizing for me because I never pulled my card until then. I was always a good girl. Based around mama. Do you get a penalty for pulling a yellow or a red card? I think like if you pulled a yellow card, it was just considered a warning. So like at the end of the day, we all like we colored or something like that. Or like we had like act we had this like activity. I don't remember if it was coloring or not. But I think like you weren't allowed to do that. Like you had to like read your verses in the Bible instead of like doing that. And then if you pulled a red card, then during like recess, you'd have to sit at the lunch table, and they had like someone there that would like lecture you about Jesus or some. I don't know. Rin Mama's a chat. I would love to know why, like, Rin Mama decided it was a good idea to send me to like Christian school, considering that, like, well, I mean, you guys will meet Rin Mama. You'll see. Would like to hear your mom's side of the story in the collab. I'm sure, like, I don't even know if Rin Mama remembers this, cause that was a long time ago. But you guys can ask her tomorrow. Having a hard time picturing you say Bible verses. Could you imagine that we live in a timeline where baby Leah used to wear like a plaid school uniform and go to Bible school with like her little pigtails, and I had like a little like pastel pink Bible that I brought with me every single day. That was my fucking Bible. It was a little pink one. And yeah, I would wear my little plaid overalls uniform with the puffy sleeves and my hair in twin tails, and I would read the Bible. Is there a timeline when Leah's a nun VTuber? No, this is the timeline. Leah's pretty typical of the girls I've met that have super religious upbringings. I didn't have a religious upbringing, though. Like, Rin Mama and Rin Papa. They didn't. They're not. We're not religious. I don't know why I was sent to fucking Christian school. It boggles my mind now, being grown. I've seen pigtails exactly once in my life from one woman randomly on the street. I wonder, will you be seeing twin tails Leah ever? I know some people have drawn it, right? Like Leah and twin tails, but will that ever become a thing? I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that would ever like be a thing that sticks? Would it be cute? I wonder. Is that a spoiler? Spoiler for what? Spoiler, explain. Is it a spoiler? For what exactly? I should. I can put my tablet like this into chat. I remember Pixels used to be super trendy back when I was young. They weren't really trendy when I was a kid, but like, I liked it because the anime girls always had them. Spoiler for your new model. I'm getting a new model? The fuck? Ruber, yeah, Ruber drew me in Twin Tails. Style of Twin Tails, like up or down. The higher up the Twin Tails are, the cuter. There's like different types of girls, depending on like where they put their Twin Tails determines their personality, right? So like high up Twin Tails is usually like the anime girls that are like a little bit tsundere are like definitely in need of correction. But then like the lower the Twin Tails are, like they probably like are really clumsy or they've got big massive badonkahonkas and a little bit like the clumsy type. Maybe work in like a library or something in the student council maybe. They're one of like those types of characters with like really gentle, easygoing personalities. They always seem so laid back, but they're so easy to bully. And where were we? What? Yeah, wait a minute. Why do tsundere always have twin tails? Handlebars. Library girls have twin braids. Whoa! Huh? Spider? Yeah, sorry. There was a spider on my Dakimakura again. I just trying to get it, you know? Just man, those spiders are real active. Wild boars. Maybe twin tail for two personalities. I don't think I've seen like girls with like split personality have twin tails. Or if I have, like it's only been a couple instances. I feel like tsundere girls always have twin tails, right? Take notes, low twin tails. Low twin tails? They're cute. They're cute. Not as cute as high twin tails though. Not gonna lie, I love low twin tails. I like the low twin braids. Those are my favorite. Twin tails and red hair. That is, I think that's a little too specific. Maybe just a little bit too specific. Cause tsundere girls. I don't think a lot of them have red hair. I can only think of like two off the top of my head. For 1 month starting tomorrow, you'll tie your pigtails higher. Yeah. See, it looks so much cuter when they're high up. Little twin tails, little twin braids are the best, right, man? Especially like if the girl has glasses too. And like I said, like the clumsy type personality, big massive, honka-honkas. Would you like braids or twin braids? No. See, okay, there's like a certain personality type that goes with the hair. I don't have that type of personality, I don't think. Right? Because like those types of girls with like the twin braids, like they're usually very studious and smart and like shy, easygoing, like the reliable big sister type, but yeah, nerdy. What's up with side braids? I think it's just a way for like the character designer to make the girls less boring. See me with a ponytail. Now that's some good input. Wow. I am a ponytail lover. I do love ponytails. I don't think I've ever put my hair into a ponytail, though. Yet. I wonder, would I put my hair into a ponytail one day? Only time will tell, right? Ponytail Leo is a must-see. Will you see? Will you see? I wonder. Opinion on a hime cut? That's a good question. I like hime cuts, but I think they're boring. I'm kind of over them. I used to like them a lot, but I'm kind of over them. Teasers? Teasers for what? What are you talking about? I would never tease anything. I would never tease anyone. Hime cuts kind of, they're kind of mid. I don't know. Ponytail's an active hairstyle. It won't fit a stinkini. Okay, yes, it will. Fuck you. Listen, you put your hair in a ponytail, like your hair starts to get greasy. Like you touch like the Cheetos and then you run your hands through your hair and then you're like, oh fuck, like my hair's getting kind of greasy and like it's getting in the way. So you just throw it up in like a messy ponytail and then, go back to league. Keeps the sweat off your like the back of your hair, right? Yeah. Could you do a hime laugh? I'll Rumor, you get one IOU, okay? When the time comes, you'll know when you can use your hime laugh IOU. Just remind me and I'll give you the best hime laugh I can. But maybe not now. I had a ponytail at my greasiest. I'm always putting my hair in ponytails, but not because like my hair gets greasy. It just gets in the way. Or like if I'm really into the game I'm playing, like when I'm playing like Valorant or something, I just like throw my hair up really quickly so that way I can like have my, your neck exposed to the fan cool off. You ever put like those cooling patches on the back of your neck when you're gaming hardcore? Oh, it feels so good like that. Leah's a neep, but she's active at heart. My physical body might not be that active, but my brain goes at 1,000 miles an hour. Leah, hardcore gamer. I am hardcore Valorant League of Legends champion player, number one in the world. Yeah. What you guys don't know is I've actually been at LCS this entire time. True story. True story. No, you just use fans. Sometimes. My aircon is really loud, so I don't like turning it on all the time when I'm streaming or like playing games. Especially like if I'm playing Valorant, sometimes like the noise of my aircon muddles the sound of like the game, so I won't be able to hear like footsteps and stuff as accurately. So I won't turn it on, but then it gets so hot in my room if I don't have the aircon running. So I just put one of those patches on, and it cools me down instantly. It's very, very, very nice, especially coming up to summer. I highly recommend you guys invest in some cooling patches. AC Kun's burr is kind of nice. I don't think you guys can hear it right now, but he's on. I've been trying to get into Valorant. Well, the great elite gamer Leah gives some tips. Don't suck. Don't suck it, the game. How's Valorant going? Are you improving a lot? I know who I'm comfortable playing now. I know who I enjoy playing more than like some others. First person shooter games like this aren't really my thing, and it's very stressful every match, so I kind of get overwhelmed and like really stressed out whenever I'm playing. Like, I'm having fun, but I can't play it for like hours and hours on end because I get so stressed out, I start crying. Play Aim Labs for 20 hours before each session. The thing is, like, I just don't care, I guess. Like, I'm just there for a good time. And as long as I don't bottom frag, then, like, I don't want to instantly kill myself once I'm done playing for the night. So, yeah, just like, as long as I don't bottom frag, and as long as I have fun, and I wrap it up fairly quickly, then I'll be okay. I started playing League again, though. I was up for a long time last night playing League again, and I played again today in between studying for my midterm. I have the bug really bad again. I missed ARAM, and I was like, okay, I'll just play one ARAM and see like if it's worth like coming back to. And man, I sucked really bad, but God, I had a great time. Why would you do that to yourself? Isn't League frustrating? No, I fucking love League of Legends, man. I don't care that I get my ass kicked. I'm there for a good time. I like being toxic to people in there. Like, I'm not the type of person to get like mauling mad over League of Legends unless like, you know. Well, situationally, I guess like I'll start to mauled, but I'm just there to like shoot things really fast and make my team absolutely miserable, and then emoji spam on them, and then at the end of the game, type GG close. Yo, I fucking love League of Legends. I am addicted to League of Legends. I went to buy the fucking Arcana Zaya skin, 2 days ago, yesterday, but like I added the funds to my account, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna get Xayah. And then I bought the skin and I like loaded into a match and I was like, why is it not showing the skin on Xayah? That's so fucking weird. I bought the Ahri skin. I bought the fucking Ahri skin. And I meant to buy Coven Ahri and Arcana Xayah, but now I have Arcana Ahri and it's like I really want the Coven skin for her. And I don't want two skins for Ahri. I don't know. I don't know. I'm giving it a couple days. Maybe I'll decide. So you're the one people report. Hell yeah. If I don't get like a your teammates hated you at the end of the match, then I'm not playing the game right. MOBAs are fun. MOBAs have easily become my favorite style of game since I started streaming. I didn't play them hardly ever before I started streaming, but now that like I kind of picked them up and I play some of them a lot, like League, Pokemon Unite. I used to play Eternal Return a whole lot, but I kind of fell off of that one really hard. I don't know. I love MOBAs. I think they're really fun. Do you still play Pokemon Unite? Yeah. I was thinking that I needed to start playing it more consistently today, but I just didn't want to plug in my Switch. But I might pick it up. Pick it up again soon. So we and FaZe got you addicted to MOBAs. Yeah, what is MOBA? I have no idea what the acronym stands for, but it's you click 'em real good. Click 'em real good type of games. Zoomy genre. Yeah, zoomy genre. Massive online battle arena. Yeah. I think the last Pokemon stream was Idika doing Legends of Arceus several months ago. That game was so boring. That game was so boring. I did not enjoy it at all. Like, I'm real good. Thank you, Frank. Like Candy Crush? I used to be addicted to Candy Crush when I was in Academy. Raid Shadow Legends, is that? Is Raid Shadow Legends a MOBA? Heroes of the Storm, Defense of the Ancients. I've only played League out of those three. Is Raid Shadow Legends a MOBA? Isn't that the one that you always get ads for? It's a mobile game. There's a difference between mobile games and MOBAs, though. Hard for a streamer to make repetitive gaming exciting like the Pokemon Arceus loop. It's also kind of annoying when it's like the thing that everyone and their mom is streaming, like fucking Elden Ring, man. God. Everyone and their mom plays the same like five games, and it's like, I don't know. I don't want to play the same five games that everyone else is playing. I want to do something different. But then it's like, man, I should probably finish Elden Ring. But then, like, I don't know. 40 other people are streaming Elden Ring in my same time slot that I would reserve. And it's like, well, no, thank you. I'll just play something else, I guess. Oh, Arceus stream was good. You made it entertaining. I was like really, really, really depressed during that stream. Can't see on the other side of the Pokemon Arceus stream is me literally sobbing my fucking eyes out because I was so depressed. And I was like trying so hard to like make the stream entertaining, and it was just not going well, I guess, like, or I thought it wasn't going well, so I was like, I'm just gonna stop right here. I forget these people exist. You do the same. Pokemon and depression go hand in hand. Exactly. I don't think I've been able to play a Pokemon game besides Pokemon Unite without like my brain completely turning off. Should probably play Raid Shadow Legends. You might finally land that sponsorship you worked so hard for with Herbs. Herbs has changed, man. Herbs has changed so much. I keep thinking I want to play it again and like get back to trying to make content for it, but every time I went to like make some content for it, like the game mechanics would shift like just a little bit where it's like enough that like the video that I had already recorded is like outdated, so it's like, well, fuck. And then I don't even know what the new shit in the game does. And there's so many new characters in the game, and everybody's so sweaty. It's like almost impossible for you to like get your footing in the game when it starts. I don't know. I haven't enjoyed Herbs in a really, really, really long time. Herbs is lost. Man, I don't even know what a turn or Herbs is. It's Eternal Return Black Survival. It's a free-to-play MOBA on Steam. It's like a it's a MOBA but also a survival game at the same time. So the goal of the game is to be the last person standing on the island. I forget how many players load into a match at a time, but basically like you're put into the game with nothing and you have to search for and build your items and build them and fight to be the last person standing, and your characters have like skills they can use, obviously. It was a mobile game first. Yeah. I forget what the mobile game was called. Eternal Return. If Black Survival is the mobile game is called I don't remember. It was just Black Survival. Oh, maybe I'm stupid. I thought it had a different name. I never saw gameplay from it. I just saw Bianca was in it. The Steam version, like the new, I guess, game for it, the MOBA version, whatever it is, it has a cuter art style. I wish it was good again because the characters are really cute. It was just Black Survival and it wasn't a MOBA. Yeah, I don't even know how like the original game plays. They added a Phantom Thief character to the game though. She's really cute. She has purple hair. And I think she fights with like a whip or something. She's really cool. It kind of sucks though because by the time Bianca came out, I was really burnt out of the game, so I didn't get to play her that much. And like the few times that I would try to log back in and play and like learn to play Bianca, the people that you get matched against, even in like unrated, are so fucking sweaty. It's like you can't even last like 5 minutes in a game without getting your ass kicked really hard. So it's like what does it even matter, you know? Phantom thieves are all the rage these days, huh? Everyone wants to be a phantom thief. It's a great job. I hear there's a new opening coming up soon for phantom thieves, you know? Persona 5 collabs are everywhere. I think I just saw like they were on the news for another collaboration they're doing, or like maybe a collaboration they were doing. It's finally coming out overseas or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yawn, another, I think all my Leah energy has left my body. It's time to go to bed. I will go to bed. I have a meeting in the morning. I have to be up for it. I have a midterm. Midterm tomorrow, meeting tomorrow. Yeah. And oh, I'm doing a collaboration tomorrow with Red Mama. Yeah, so make sure you guys come to the collaboration with Red Mama. Okay. Twitter space is over. I'm gonna go to sleep. You guys get some sleep too, okay? Okay. Australia, thank you guys for coming. I'll see you all tomorrow. Good night.